You know, it seems like only yesterday when Sportsman Spotlight colleague Tommy Allen got a German Shorthair pup. Well, now Tommy's dog is all grown up and he is quite the pointer. But come on.
I was up camping, took the ski boat out and took the dogs and roasted marshmallows with the kids and had fun. And that night, you know, I was just kind of hanging on the beach enjoying the stars. And my dog is always obsessed with pointing. He kept going over the water about 3 inches deep and pointing different things. And I just didn't think much of it. Maybe he's pointing at minnows or a catfish or something. Finally went over there and I looked and he's pointing at a crawdad. And so I grabbed it, picked it up, you know, and put it back in the water. I thought that was kind of interesting. And he swam off. And the dog went over pointing something else, another one. He ended up just crawdad after crawdad. And I grabbed Ziploc bags. And they're huge crawdads. And I walked the beach at night for a couple hours and got two giant 1 gallon Ziploc bags full of crawdads. And these are big boys, big claws on them. And we put them in the cooler and took them home the next day. And we ended up doing a Louisiana recipe on them to cook them, which they're amazing. And we had a kind of neat little recipe where you threw corn on the cob in there, potatoes, all sorts of stuff. And you can look it up on YouTube how to do it. But it was just insane. The fact that the dog would point the crawdads in a few inches of water. I'd walk there and grab him. He'd move off to another one, point him again. I'd walk up there and grab him again. And all night long, I just got bags and bags full of crawdads.
Cajun food. This is David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. And hey, if you've got a hunting or a fishing story that you'd like to share with all of us, then get in touch with us at aginfo.net.